Do you remember anything called a corn dodger?
No.
Or corn dumplings?
Corn dumplings, yes. We made corn dumplings and corn bread and a corn mush out of meal.
Hush puppies?
Now that came in later years. Okay. They learned to make it with fish, but it was not made when during the period of time we're talking about as we were growing up. The men would usually go fishing and catch a lot of fish, and we'd have a big fish supper, and we had fish and cornbread and plenty of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you had nothing else with a fish supper.
Mm-hmm.
And your fish was all rolled in meal to fry it.
I see. While we're speaking of fish, what kind of fish did you eat mostly?
Well, catfish and perch. They used to catch perch here. And those were all the two I can remember. Of course, now they have a crappie that is, I don't know what was in this area at that time or not, but catfish and perch was the main. Uh-huh. And even the people in Ripley now are very happy to get a catfish dinner, you know. Mm. You go out, it's delicious.
Catfish farm out by...
Yes.
In fact, that Baptist
yeah.
church
on mm-hmm.
the ridge. How about the bread that you would make out of wheat? What did you... Was that called...
That was flour.
Or flour, I mean.
Yeah.
Bread that you make out of flour. Did you call that light bread?
No, Mama used to make what she called yeast rolls. You know, with the yeast and all puffed them up. But our bread was just biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits or cornbread. We never made
bread.
The loaf bread, no. Uh-huh. As I said, on occasions, Mama would make the yeast rolls where you'd have to let them rise.
If you, when you started to buy bread at the store,
well, you would, you called it light bread.
That's light bread.
I want a loaf of light bread.
And if someone were to say, now, this is homemade bread, this isn't, what kind?
This isn't,
Or this is a homemade dress, this isn't...
Store-bought.
Store-bought.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This isn't store-bought.
Did you ever have, make donuts?
Mama has made them, but it was very rare occasions.
Did you call them donuts?
Yeah, we call them donuts because she got the recipe out of a book.
I see. And things you fry, flat things that you fry, or
you mean like
grill.
Well, we had pancakes. We did not ever have waffles or anything like that, but we had pancakes. And it seems to me, though, we call them hot cakes. They were called both here.
Hot cakes.
Uh-huh.
And hoe cakes? What?
Now, a hoe cake is something different. You would take your flour, like you were going to make biscuits, and roll it out. And instead of baking it in the oven, you would put it in an iron skillet, just to fill the skillet with this. And you cook it on that side, and then you turn it over on the other side. Now, to me, that's what was called a hoe cake.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
By the way, did you ever hear your grandmother
good too.
Talk about anything that she would make in the fireplace, like a hoe cake, put it in the ashes?
I heard her talking about they did it when they were children, and they called them ash cakes.
I've talked to people who've mm-hmm. eaten them, and they swear that the combination of cornmeal and the flavor from the ash
mm-hmm.
made it incredibly good.
Oh, Gummo said they were delicious.
And apple and peaches in a deep dish.
It was called a cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And